Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the 100% Real Podcast, where we explore the world through genuine, unfiltered conversations. I am your host, Jay Nitro. I'm here to take you on the journey, people. So buckle up, because we're about to deep dive into the topics that ignite your passion, spark your curiosity, and keep you coming back for more. Welcome to the 100% Real Podcast. Let's get real. Ah, I hurt my ear every time. Okay. Jeez. All right. What's going on, y'all? Welcome back to another episode of the 100% Real Podcast. Today, we're going to switch up. We'll switch up the flow a little bit. Today, we're going to talk about cosplaying. We're going to take a deep dive. Well, not really a deep dive, but we're going to talk a little bit about cosplaying. So, I'm here with
Phil.
Shout out to Phil. So Phil, how did you discover cosplaying?
Ooh, where to start? It was the year that the Thor 2 movie came out, The Lost, The Dark World, something like that. I think it came out, 2015, 2014. Mm-hmm. Then I saw these people, just so that's Thor, Loki, and the female Captain America, female Tony Stark, and they was talking about it. I didn't know what cosplay was.
Yeah,
I knew
yeah.
It was just in this costume. And they said there's some in Durham, which I live in North Carolina, basically.
Mm-hmm.
And, like I said, I didn't know what it was about. It looked so cool. Then 4 years later, I met a friend of mine. He said cosplay is like dressing up any character you want. Like, kind of like a Halloween costume thing, but a little bit different.
Yeah.
Then kind of looked it up, see what it was about. Then 2018 was the first time I started doing cosplay. And that's when I went to my first Comic-Con. And I ain't gonna lie, it was amazing. I didn't know what to expect. I was nervous. I didn't know what to expect.
Most definitely.
Yeah, and I went to the con and I see everybody dressed up their favorite characters from movie, singers, actors, comic book characters, video game characters. I was like, dude, I know it's this fun, man. I should have done this years ago. I know it's that fun. It's great, man. I love it every now. I love it. I just enjoy it.
Do you make your outfits or do you buy them or is it a little mix of both?
It's a little bit mixed of both. I buy costumes more than just making them. The first one I made, well, my friend put the logo on the armor. I did Nightwing. That's why.
Oh, nice.
2019. My friend did the logo. Yeah, he did the logo for me. As a matter of fact, I got a photo of it right here. Yeah, let's see right here. He did the logo for me right here.
Yo, that's sick.
Yeah.
That is sick.
Yeah, it's pretty cool, man. I mean, he did logo for me. He did I ordered a sticker online on Amazon.
Uh-huh.
And what he did was he used like a blow dryer and he used the heat one. And he just stick on it and just blow dry all over the place. And as you can see, I could take it off if I want to, but anything else, it's been like this for like since 2019. It never come off. It just never did. So I'm grateful for that. And the other thing I did for myself, I spray paint the armor vest right here. Spray paint these. Try to make the same color, but at least it blend in pretty good. But I really love the work of it. And I did spray paint the arm guards too, the gauntlets. So it's pretty good work of art, man. I love it. So
much respect, that, man, much fired. Respect, man. Much respect, dedication.
Yeah, definitely. And I've been buying more costumes. And I started making my own little bit. Did my own Professor Chaos from South Park. I love South Park.
Oh, yeah.
Did that one. And made my own anti-Superman suit this year. So that's pretty much about it, man. I'm trying to make some more sometime next year.
Word,
some more costumes.
What's your favorite that you have? What's your like favorite cosplay that you've done? Like what's your go to?
My favorite con event or the costume?
The costume.
I'll say the most one I feel like I wear, I'll say the top two I feel like I wear more often almost every now and then all the time is my Trilla from Star Wars Fallen Jedi game. I feel like I wear that so many times. I don't know why. I feel like I like that costume so much. I love the character. That one, and then one of my Spider-Man suits. I'm not sure which one, but I know one of my Spider-Man suits I know I can wear more often. It's just between those two. Everything else, I know I can wear like whenever I get a chance, but just those two for right now, yo.
How many cons have you been to?
The past years, I've been no more than five, four, once a year, about every year. Like I said, I live in North Carolina, so I haven't been to any con events from New York or LA or Georgia. Yeah, hopefully sometimes I'll go out there because I know they're more expensive, of course. Try to make my way out there. But here, I go to like cons like the morning, four or five different cons in different cities when I get a chance.
True.
And just try to experience different con events like, besides Comic-Con, I went to Animazements. I go to Animazements. And this year in May, I went to my first HorrorCon. It was great. It was different.
Yeah, those are awesome. Those are awesome. We had one in September. Yeah, South Carolina had one in September, so it was dope. I mean, it was all right for the first HorrorCon that South Carolina's ever had, but the guy said he's going to try to make next year way better. I was like, this is kind of mid, bro. This is kind of mid. But like I said, it was the first HorrorCon that South Carolina has had. So there's a lot to go into next year. So, you know.
How many cons in South Carolina? I think it's like maybe two I've seen. I don't see as much. I think I see two of them.
We have the South Carolina Comic Con, which is the big one in Greenville, South Carolina. We have Soda City Comic Con here in Columbia. There's some other ones, Nashi Con, Bandai Con. There's a lot. But it's not like on like a scale like New York or San Diego. It's not on that level. But as far as like, the biggest I've been to was the South Carolina Comic Con in Greenville. It was pretty dope. Got to meet Jeff Hardy there and Scott Steiner, some more wrestlers and actors and stuff like that. But yeah, it was pretty dope.
Gotcha. Yeah, that's pretty cool because I went to I never been to South Carolina. I don't know where I passed it before. I was going to a family trip, basically going to Georgia, but I know we're not really far from each other. South Carolina is like what, maybe 3-4, something like that.
True, we gotta figure out a way to link up, bro, and shoot some cosplay content. Go crazy, man.
Yeah, definitely. I'm trying to go different states for right. I'm trying to go to different states soon in the future because I know I take trains to go to like different cities in North Carolina. I take trains and stuff. So I'm used to traveling.
Mm-hmm.
So it's no big deal for me. As long as I got a clean schedule for myself, then I'll be all set. So, I'm always willing to meet new cosplayers, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
I mean, that's the best thing about it. You know?
Yeah, because when you go to these cons, you meet so many people. And it's like, I would have never thought I never thought that all these people would be interested in like stuff that I'm interested in. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, so that's a great thing.
Like, say you're in a Spider-Man suit. You may meet like 20 other different variations of Spider-Man. It's like, goodness gracious. And it's like, it's amazing. If you've never been, ladies and gentlemen, if you've never been to Comic-Con in your city or in your state, go. You just go. Just if you've never been, go try it out. I'm telling you. One of the best experiences I've ever had. I'm not gonna lie to you.
It definitely is, y'all. And what I like so much is that I know it's like maybe a month ago on the I know we're on the same group chat.
Yeah.
It was like a month ago. Somebody asked like some great questions. Somebody said they want to get into it but they don't know how. And somebody was saying that somebody's wife that he had a costume on and his wife's trying to take pictures but she don't know how, but she wants to, but she's nervous. Mm-hmm. And he was nervous on how it would come out. I was like, man, I love these questions. I mean, like, they want to get into this cosplay, but they don't know how it would be to. They don't know what they're going to spend, what they're going to experience. Yeah. I'm like, that's great questions. I love it.
Yeah, those are the questions that you kind of like, this is why I do it. Let's, you know, let's inform them. Let's, you know, get them more into it. Because, like I said, you may like it. You may not. That's Comic-Con and cosplaying is not everybody's cup of tea, but
yeah,
it's one of those things where you kind of just have to do it because it's, you know, the upcoming thing. It's not new. Comic-Con's not new by any means, but it's something that is growing. You know what I'm saying? It's gonna grow over time.
Exactly. And you know that I know some folks ask like what's the difference between Comic Cons and other con events like anime and horror. We all know horror is different. Everybody knows horror is horror movies. Everybody knows that. Then you know there's like triad animation. Like animation is more like an animated, you know, cartoons like DBZ or Naruto and all the other stuff everybody likes. Then you got the Japanese triad anime cons and ichibi cons, so they're all different. And I see like different cultures of them because some of like Japanese type of animes and stuff, but you really don't have to like dress as an animated Japanese character. You just still dress up like I said, I see people dress as Spider-Man or Star Wars character, and I've seen like different experiences, you know? So like in March this year, I went to triad anime con. It was my first time I went to that one, and it was good. I figured it'd be like a little small, but the way the place looked a little small, but it was good. This type of cultural Japanese wasn't really my cup of tea, kind of, but I really got to get into it. You know, that way I get more used to it. If I go a little bit more of them, then I can be more used to it. I'm like the hype con, you know, I'm more of that hype con like stuff. But it was really good experience to like understand what they go through and what they use and what's the difference between all the other con events.
Yeah, because I went to my first ever Retro Toy Con in Greenville. I was like, Retro Toy Con? What is this? Is it similar? Is it like, what's it like? So I ended up going as Miles Morales, and it was like, holy crap. It's like all these toys and video games that I used to play with, or that I used to play with the original Xbox or Nintendo 64 days. And it's just like when you go, you get experience so much.
Gotcha.
But let's get back to we got on a whole different subject here. But do you go with friends or do you go by yourself or a little bit of both to the cons?
I'm more go by myself, but I do try to at least bring my girl with me every now and then. Just trying to she got into it during COVID time. I show her how I was. She always want to try and go, so I show her how it is. And I show her like different kind of events and stuff. So I don't take it to all the cons. I try to take it to certain ones that I feel like she will get into. That way she could see the difference. So the recent one I took her to was the NC Comic Con. She loved that one. So it's in the same city. So I go like cons more by myself. I don't mind going by myself. I go play the place by myself, like movies, malls. I had to eat for myself, man. I don't mind going by myself. More fun for myself. More fun for me, you know. I don't mind somebody come with me. I don't mind that. You know what I'm saying? I'm not gonna like be like, no, I don't want you to come with me. I mean, you wanna come with me, you're like, please come. If you can't make it, that's fine.
What is your ultimate dream cosplay attire? Like, what's like something you've been trying to get? Like, you know, like what's on your bucket list to cosplay?
It's cosplay. Just working on some character, just working on some unrated characters, you know. I mean, like, besides doing all these superhero villains and everybody characters, everybody seen all the time. Right now, I'm trying to work on like big budgets of challenging characters that need to be out for. Like, right now, I'm working on doing Ryoko from Tenchi. I love Ryoko from Tenchi. I love the hell out of her. And, try to work on Spark, one of the Spartan characters from 300 movie,
Oh, nice,
and
nice, nice.
yes, and also Fulgore from Killer Instinct, not the recent Killer Instinct game, but the back in the 90s Killer Instinct video game. Work on him. I know he's gonna be a big challenging, including Frieza from DBZ. He's gonna be a big
Oh
challenging
yeah.
too.
Oh yeah.
Yeah, him and believe me, yeah.
I think any character like Frieza or anybody that you have to kind of use like prosthetics or like heavy makeup, that's going to be like challenging, like extremely challenging. For the simple fact that it may like the makeup may like crack or something, you know, so you gotta be prepared for any and everything. What's another one? Hey, that just really hit the Frieza one. I seen a Frieza. He was at the South Carolina Comic Con. I was like, holy crap, it looks so real. I was like, holy crap.
Gotcha. Yeah.
And then
Yeah. I had look like. Yeah. I had seen none in person, and that's crazy. I seen plenty of Gokus,
I've
Trunks,
seen
Gohan, Vegeta. I hadn't seen no Piccolo, no Majin Buu. Or I'm like, man, I need to see some unrated characters. That's need to
And
be
then
out.
here's the crazy part. Speaking of unrated underrated characters, have you ever seen Danny Phantom? Somebody cosplay as Danny Phantom?
No.
I seen it for the first time. I've never seen anybody dress up as Danny Phantom ever. I was like, and it was a female, so I was like, what? Somebody dressed as Danny Phantom? That is crazy. I've never seen that. But I was like, okay, that's new.
Yeah, that is awesome, dude. Man, that is crazy.
Then I seen somebody dressed as Master Chief from Halo. Golly, bro. I'm never gonna win one of these cosplay contests. He got it. He got it. He won. He won. I can't compete with that. It's Master Chief. Like, what people don't realize is if people go to Comic Con and they have their cosplay going on and stuff like that, they're working behind the scenes for next year. They're working hard to make sure that their stuff is on point for the next con. Like, especially like the big ones like New York or San Diego, like people really put time and effort, years, decades into this.
It's some of them put like months, like say years. It's I know it's a lot of money to spend, but it's
Hell
worth it for
yeah.
them. You know, yeah. if you want to go to the top, that's the crazy thing about it. Like, you know, I haven't seen an in-person Robocop. I know somebody made a Robocop. I haven't seen one in person. Mm-hmm. I know some people put time in it. Some people put time in the big characters. Like, I seen a guy just as the Hulk. But he had like, a big Hulk left in the Thor Ragnarok one. He had that one. I mean, somebody on Facebook. I'm friends with him on Facebook. I don't think I'm friends on Facebook, but I know he's on Facebook, and I know he's at different con events. He had the Apocalypse one from the X-Men cartoons. Mm-hmm. I was like, dude, I know they put a lot of work, a lot of energy, a lot of nights, you know, set to like 2 o'clock in the morning, 7 o'clock in the morning, get done. That's just amazing. That's what it's all about.
I'm about to show you something real quick. I've seen it. This is from the South Carolina Comic Con. One second, let me see if I can find it. That thing was hard. I ain't gonna lie to you. Let me see if I can find it. Where is it, bro? Come on. I was the Avengers Campus Spider-Man, and it was a dude who had the War Machine suit on.
Mm-hmm.
And hey, where is it? Don't tell me I deleted it, bro. I'm gonna be mad. I'm gonna be so mad if I deleted it. God, that's crazy. I think I might have though. If I find it, I'll send it to you. But that was it was just insane.
Gotcha.
Maybe up here. Yeah, I think I deleted it. Yep, I so did. Oh, no, here it goes.
Dang, I like that War Machine.
I was like the movie. Yeah.
Like the movie. What was so cool is that? What would be so cool is that like how Robert Downey Jr. in the movies, like he'll come out of it just like that and come back in. I like that'd be so awesome.
I was like, holy crap. I was like, I gotta get a video. But anyway, man, I appreciate your time. Thank you so much for coming on. We gotta link up. We're not that far from each other, I don't think. So we'll lock in for sure.
Yeah, most definitely, dude. Hopefully, sometime in the future, we definitely got to link up, man. Like I said, I mean, I'm busy, like, doing more traveling, like, different con events. I'm trying to go, like, different states, you know, get the experience of it, you know, instead of just staying where I'm at, you know. Because, hey, I mean, you know what they say, you live once, so why not experience more things?
Yeah, that's what
that's the thing about it.
I'm going to try to, sometime in the future, I'm going to try to go to the New York Con. Because it's on the East Coast, and it's like, why not?
Yeah, most definitely, man. And right now, like I said, my biggest projects right now working on is trying to bring some unrated characters out. That way, everybody be like, oh man, I've seen that character a long time. I'm glad you brought this person out. Like, see, that's what I'm working on right now. Besides all these superhero villains, it's time to put them some rest. Let's bring some unrated characters that I like seeing. So, you know, so that's what I'm be working on. And then again, man, I appreciate you talking about podcast, because this is my second podcast right now, so I'm enjoying it. I'm like, I love it, man. Like I said, I'm trying to do something new and different.
All right, man. Thank you so much. Ladies and gentlemen, this has been the 100% Real Podcast with Phil. We out.
Appreciate it, man. Later, man. Appreciate it. Nice to meet you.
Nice to meet you too, bro. Yes, sir.
And that's a wrap for today's episode of the 100% Real Podcast. We hope you enjoyed this genuine conversation about the things that matter the most. Stay tuned for more 100% Real content. And make sure you join us for our next episode as we continue exploring the topics you love. Until then, keep it real, stay curious, and never stop learning. Thank you for being a part of the 100% Real Podcast community. See you next time. next time.